halftime emergency update here. Buddy, LSU in shambles. South Carolina in shambles. Oklahoma still alive. Vanderbilt. Playoffs? Heisman? And damn, Ole Miss beating Georgia at halftime. How about it? Kirby. Low-T Kirby. That's what we're going to have to start calling him after that conservative shit. How's it going, everybody? Don't know if Cousin Shane's going to hop on or not. I told him about this, but shout out JR. JR, how you feeling about them dogs? I mean, it's anyone's ball game, but I'm still a little concerned there. I'm not concerned about your gift and ways, though. Shout out to JR.
Legend, Cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. He gifted Blake Daniels. Blake, welcome to the family. Hopefully you're not an LSU fan, because not sure you're going to like anything I have to say here. But damn, you got dominated by freaking Vanderbilt, which I did call, but I call accurately so few things that even when I do call it, I'm pretty stunned by it. But man, got dominated on the ground, couldn't stop Diego Pavia. And what in the hell is LSU this year? I mean, their offense has been dog shit all year. Their defense has been dominant. Now their defense is dog shit, and their offense looks pretty good. I mean, this is the best they looked, and you still can't win a damn game. I guess Vanderbilt. God, what are you paying this? $100 million guaranteed to Kelly? You need to find some violations. Get his ass out of there. That was pathetic. Man, that was pathetic. Shout out Freedom Van. Appreciate you, buddy. He gifted a membership to Skunk Works. Uh-oh, Skunk. Welcome to the family. If we need you, shit's hit the fan, but we'll be reaching out, Skunk Works. Fire Shula. I don't know about Beamer. I think Beamer's good for now. Just a rough year. I mean, we can't be firing everybody. I think Beamer's a good coach. They're wasting Sellers, though. Fired the offensive line coach. That was a good start. Didn't really do shit today, but yeah. I mean, I was thinking about this. Because I knew that was going to be the reaction. Fires Beamer. I mean, not that this is like great or anything, but Carolina could legitimately be like a top 30 team in the country, and you could lose to all these teams, and they are losing to them. But you see what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing to be celebrated, but you're not going to win 9 games every year. Not even. Now, you should you win that many with Sellers? Probably. But not with old Shula. Hey! There he is! The president of the Diego Pavia fan club, Cousin Shane.
Oh, man, them miles are piling up, ain't they? I gotta be honest with you, man. That's Heisman moment right there, Mike. That's the Heisman moments we were talking about, and it's a shame that most people aren't going to give Vanderbilt the respect they deserve, but by God, games like that is I mean, he elevates that program single-handedly.
Yeah, I mean, that's
quite that's Heisman.
Literally what I posed to you, and you yeah. said, ain't nobody going to watch Vanderbilt, give him the Heisman. No. I knew it, buddy. I mean, you can admit, no, for real.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt is legit, right?
Vanderbilt's legit. Yeah. They're not lucky. This is not like they're lucky. Alabama's lucky they didn't lose that game, you know? So I feel like Vanderbilt can win every single game that's left on their schedule.
Right. Yeah. Not that we're guaranteeing it or anything.
Right, right.
But they are legitimately in the playoff conversation with Missouri at home, at Texas, Auburn at home, Kentucky at home, at Tennessee. Basically, if you can split at Texas and at Tennessee, mm-hmm. which that's a huge ask. But if you take, you know, I don't know. If they, I'll tell you this, Shane. If they split at Texas, at Tennessee, they're going to the playoff. And hell, they might win them both.
Yeah, I don't want to play them. You know? I hope they sit Pavia by the time they get to Tennessee, you know, just to give them a rest, a buy-in game, you know. But, hey, it was fantastic. Man, we've had some fantastic football today, Mike. I mean, we expected it, but I didn't expect it, you know. I mean, I really didn't expect Vanderbilt to – I just still blows my mind. I see James Franklin fired, begging the media that he's going to win a natty wherever he goes. And I'm like, you know where you can't go? Back to Vanderbilt, because they are going to the playoffs without you.
Right. And this might be the last time you can say something nice about this guy for the rest of the day, Shane.
He's showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Stephen Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Stephen Up. He just gifted Shane SR71 Blackbird. Oh, cool name. SR71, welcome.
Welcome to the family.
And then Kayla DeBoer's agent.
Yeah.
He gave us a donation. He said, when's the next game South Carolina finally converts the third down? He says November 22nd. I mean,
November.
Oh man, they're cooked, Vember, aren't they?
They're cooked. This is I've never seen. We're gonna get more to that tomorrow, but I'm gonna tell you right now, this was probably the worst offensive performance I've ever seen this year. It was almost like if it wasn't a dialed up Lenore Sellers run, it was a dialed up pass that ends up in a Lenore Sellers run, you know?
Right.
It seems like there was no chemistry. There was no rhyme to the reason. It was almost backyard football, and it was embarrassing for South Carolina fans.
And anybody that missed it. So the very first possession Carolina had, They drove all the way inside the five. And then Oklahoma stuffed them on the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted you, and then, hell, you agreed. So when Shane agrees with something, I'm like, all right, that passes the test. I'm going to tweet it out. I said, I think South Carolina just lost a damn game on the first possession. And it wasn't. I mean, it's like you throw everything into that first drive. It was working. But then it you know, who the hell cares if you get stuffed for 0 points? And it just felt like the game was lost there, didn't it?
I mean, completely lost when Beamer Ball was throwing interceptions out there. You know, I mean, there was a lot that went wrong in that game. But I'm just telling you, that I felt like they went out there saying, hey, we're going to run the football. And, like, they didn't want to bail on that at all at first. That's what it felt like. And then, you know, there was no in-game adjustments. I've never seen anything like it. If something's not working, you just keep running into a brick wall. Then we try something different, don't we, Mike? You know, saying, and I felt like there was plays that you could kind of get this pressure off of you, but they did not. I mean, can you fire a replacement offensive line coach? Is that possible? I don't know. Like, who do you bring in now?
Well, I mean, the media has officially, I saw the big spur. They wrote a big article. They got to fire the offensive coordinator now. And again, we've seen enough evidence where I think they're right. I mean, we're running out of gas to fire, but they got to fire Shula, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at that, Mike. I mean, just look how many. And most of those are defensive or special teams touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? These ain't our offensive touchdowns. This is like if the other two phases don't get it done, then we lose a football game. And that's sad. That's pathetic. You're at home. You're at William Bryce. You have an opportunity to right this ship, you know? Yeah, it reminds me of my old Jeff County days when Coach would talk about the 99 state champs. He'd say, hey, man, that team started out 0-4, and look at them. They went to net. Well, as soon as we hit 0-5, he stopped talking about that. So you know what? We're going to stop talking about playoffs. We're going to start talking about the future. And, again, I'm not saying Beamer gets fired, but there's got to be some changes this week, Mike. And I believe Shula's the guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you have to be a complete dumbass to think South Carolina was going to win today. You know what?
Yeah.
Well, how about Brian Kelly, though? How's the heat under his ass right now?
Oh, man, it's up there. You know, because LSU sees Vanderbilt. Just like I was telling you about muscle memory, you just can't pick Vanderbilt. That's what they see. They don't see a college football playoff contender. They're not sitting back there with the booster saying, you know what, this was a tough win or a tough loss, but it makes sense. You know, you're on the road, kind of like Ole Miss. They're not giving them the same respect. You've got two losses. And when LSU started this season, they said, hey, if we get by Clemson, we're in it. We're in the playoffs. Well, you got by Clemson, and now the two that you're dropping aren't the ones that we thought. You know, you still got Alabama. You still got A&M and Oklahoma. So I feel like it's not completely out. They're not firing Kelly today, right? Because there's still an opportunity for you to win out, right? And it's very small because
– season's on the line next week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Against A&M?
Massive, massive football game against A&M. Massive.
And if you remember last year, they were whipping A&M.
Mm-hmm.
A&M started Connor Wigman, and then they made the switch to Marcel Reed, and he just took the game over. That was like one of his best performances So pressure's on Blake Baker. They can't defend a running quarterback to save their life yet again. And now they're getting arguably the most dangerous team in the entire Southeastern Conference. And if it's not A&M, it's Alabama. Who's after that? So good luck. Hey, how about Oklahoma? We're 6-1. We're bowl eligible. Are we back on the band? I know you accurately picked the Sooners. I didn't. But are we back on the bandwagon here?
Yeah, we're back. We still got tough games ahead of us, Mike. And I'm not saying the Sooners are going to win out. But I'm saying, hey, this was a big one. I thought there could be a chance of a hangover going on the road, going to William-Brice. It's a dangerous place to play. But I forgot, Shane Beamer's boys right now. So, no, we're good. But, again, we're not clipping the receipts here. We're not talking about championships just yet. You still got some work ahead of you. There was a lot of mistakes that are in this game that I think in upcoming opponents that you can't make or you'll lose.
Right. And right now we got Florida up on Mississippi State 10-7. So we are on emergency podcast, fire Billy Napier watch officially. Yeah. Any quick thoughts on Georgia, Ole Miss going back and forth? And where the hell is this Georgia defense?
Georgia defense is pathetic. And it's almost like I told you, Chameleon, it's Georgia mirrors whoever they're playing. And this is turning into a shootout. And I think that's the last thing that Georgia wants. Because in a shootout, I favor Ole Miss right now, just the way they've been playing.
Hey, shout out Johnny Utah, gave us 1998. Bama could win by 50 tonight, but it won't hurt as bad as Vitello do. Sounds like Tony Vitello, not officially. It's not official.
Yeah.
To San Francisco Giants. Baseball program in tatters, but I don't know, Shane. I mean, again, I'm not a baseball guy.
Terrible timing, I'll tell you that.
It is, but I'll tell you what. What if Tennessee wins? You know what my tune would be?
What?
And this is probably not going to be very popular, especially with the baseball people. But whatever the hell we're spending on baseball, let's dedicate that to football and go win us a national championship. That's what I'd say. Go hire an elite defensive coordinator with that money you're saving that you ain't spending on baseball anymore. You know what?
Absolutely. You know, let's make hay while the sun shines, right? We can't have all good sports. We already won one natty over there. That bought us a few years. We're good for a while, right?
I know this is like the million-dollar question, but
yes.
Do you like being the everything school? Or would you like being the dominant football school? Because I think you could really only pick one.
Football. Absolutely. Football. And maybe it's because they wouldn't let me on the baseball team. I don't know. Growing up. You know, in high school, they start having tryouts. It's like, wait a minute. We don't do that football. They just want warm bodies out there. But I'm an all football guy, man. And it sucks. It absolutely sucks. But even if Tony does leave, and again, not official, the blueprint has been laid, right? The foundation's there. Tennessee can be really, really good at baseball, and I'm not worried about their next hire there.
Yeah, and I'm also not worried, Shane, about Cousin Trey, Johnny, get their membership to Jelly Sooner Jelly.
Welcome to the family.
What a day for old Jelly Sooner.
Yeah, you know he was good. He did good today on game day. I lost all that weight. Making me jealous. He must have been betting on Vanderbilt.
Shout out JR. First time since 96. Both teams scored over 20.
What do you mean? What game? Georgia and Ole Miss?
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. No, this is going to be a good game. And again, it's going to come down to the wire. One thing that I am like leaning more Georgia is because I like the adjustments that Kirby makes at half. And I always feel like you got to have a couple scores up on them dogs to have a chance here.
Hey, comment of the stream so far from Chicken. Marler snorting the whole end zone after that game.
Damn. Oh, man. We got a lot of great games. And I got my cigar ready, Mike. You know, third Saturday in October. 2 years in a row, it's a fresh cigar. You know, how fresh is Bama fans? You know, they're not used to having to dust off their cigars, are they?
No, they are not. Hey, last thing for you before we're about to get kickoff here in the second half. If Ole Miss beats Georgia, are we ready to call Ole Miss national championship contenders?
Yeah. More importantly, SEC championship contenders. You know, something he tried to avoid last year, but I don't think he's going to be able to this year. So I feel like, you know, Ole Miss is, I'm not telling you what to power rank here, Mike, but I feel like if Ole Miss beats Georgia, how can you not have him at the number one spot? Well, backup quarterback and all.
Because I'll counter that.
Yeah.
Because Georgia's not that good. Well. You know, we're not elite.
Yeah.
I mean, what have we seen? I think we got fooled by the Tennessee one.
Mm-hmm.
And the narrative out of that was, damn, Tennessee should have won. Tennessee's elite. Tennessee's going to playoff. And then they lose to Bama.
Uh-huh.
And then they, you know, they needed cheating-ass refs to beat Auburn. Auburn's not worth a shit.
Yeah.
If you lose this game, and again, I'm really talking down to Georgia here. But I'm saying maybe they're not top five. Maybe they're top 15.
Yeah.
Which is like unheard of for Kirby, but.
They're still playing.
Maybe yeah. That's the reality, you know?
Maybe. But then again, they may find themselves an ugly win here just like they have all year long. And I'd rather have ugly wins all the way to a championship. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. But I'm saying the narrative if they lose it.
If they lose it.
Because we're sitting here at 5-2. Now, they could still go 10-2.
Yeah.
Because Texas is, who knows, Florida.
Maybe Jimmy's not there for Lane, you know what I'm saying? Those that didn't see it, Jimmy Sexton is at this football game, walked in with Lane Kiffin. So he's probably like, hey, hold off. This LSU job may open up after all.
Hey, last one here, Shay. Shout out Rolls Royce. Help. Everyone's having a great Saturday. I know my Tigers lost, but I figure so with all the defensive linemen and Whit Weeks being out, not an excuse, just a statement. Didn't catch the game in the engine room, of course, but you're going to want to skip this one.
Yeah. Just watch the notes. Yeah. Watch that like highlight version. You know, did you ever feel like LSU could have won that game?
No, because, I mean, even that touch, and it was an amazing touchdown by Nuss to, who was it, Thomas?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I don't want to say luck, because there's a lot of skill in that, but it was just like, it was like fluke.
Yeah.
Fluke plays, you know? And then even though the one touchdown Nuss had to Tredez Green, I mean, that was a really good play, but it, you know, it was like a millisecond from getting blown up.
Yeah.
So it was like, it looked like one team was dominating the other. That's kind of how it was.
Do you think we have a quarterback change down there?
LSU?
Yeah, I mean, he's banged up again. And honestly, I felt like there were moments in this game, if LSU had a mobile quarterback, they would have been able to at least keep the drives going. You know, there was a lot of...
No, you got to stick with Nuss. Today, what screwed him was defense.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be their calling card.
Yeah, ran right over him. It was just kind of surprising, you know?
LSU has lost their edge and their toughness.
Yeah. I think they changed quarterbacks. Sorry.
James Franklin?
Hell no. Who wants James Franklin? He can't get done at Penn State with that easy-ass schedule and all that money. You want him to come down there, ruin what you guys have? No, we need a national championship coach, and it is not James Franklin.
Last thing, shout out Cousin Gary. He needs to know who's your barber, Cousin Shane.
Myself.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, we'll be back if there's emergency needed. If not, we'll see you tonight for the power rankings after all these games.
Hell yeah.
Until then, we appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go ball.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.